Hello again, folks. Sorry for posting so much today, but I figure somebody's got to do it. Also, I would appear to have gotten rather croaky again, so I do apologize for that. I think it's just that I've been talking a fair amount today, and my poor vocal cords are about worn out. Anyhow, the good news is, this post will not include all that much of me, although you may get my occasional commentary. I often listen to a local talk radio show in the evenings because I'm quite impressed with the intelligence of the chap that hosts it. And he has a fun segment on Thursday evenings called TV Theme Song Name That Tune. Well, I thought you folks might enjoy playing along. Of course, you cannot do so in real time, but I just thought it would be fun to share what happens with you. I certainly enjoy seeing if I can guess all these TV show themes.
Two people will end up eating delicious, delicious, delicious Hutch's food on maybe on this long holiday weekend, if you choose to use it then. Here's how it works. We are going to play a TV theme song, one that I know you're going to know. I mean, I will be shocked if you don't know this first one. Everybody's going to know the first one. When you know, you call 905-645-3221, or if you're on your cell phone, *9900. And you tell us what it is. And then you're going to stay on the line, and we'll keep giving you new songs, and you keep guessing until you get one wrong. Person who has the most correct in a row, at the end of the segment, they win the Hutch's on the Beach gift certificate. It's very, very simple. The only two rules. One, you cannot tie the person who has gone ahead of you. So if someone already has four in a row, you have to get five. You can't tie. You've got to beat them. And the second thing is, just not really a rule, but please wait till the music stops before you're giving your answer, because otherwise, I have a tough time hearing you with our technology here, and then it just sounds like I'm ignoring you and I'm not paying attention to you, and I don't want you to feel that way. We love you here. So wait for the music to stop and then take your guess. Simple? Simple. There we go. Luke, do we have some music ready to go? Let us hear our first TV theme song.
Batman. Sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I just let you guess before I say it. Jeez. Although that one was pretty obvious. I used to love that show.
Let's go first to Dawn. Dawn, how are you this evening?
Good.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in. You're not you're not watching the Leafs or the Jays or something else. We're glad you're here.
Cool.
Excellent. And you know what? We want to give you some Hutch's on the Beach food. Let's see if we can make this happen. What is that first TV theme song?
Batman.
Batman. What was the first hint? I said to everybody right at the top, everyone's going to know this. It's because it says it 9 or 10 times right in the middle of it. If you couldn't have got that one, Dawn, honestly, I would have feared for you. But you did exceptionally well. You are on the board. You have one in a row. That's a good start. Nice. Let us give Dawn his second TV theme song. See if he can get this one.
Oh, that's easy.
TV song.
Law and Order.
Yes, that's Law and Order.
You are correct, sir. Excellent job. That is two for you. Now, I should say, by the way,
the reason I know that one is because I was at a friend's house one time, and he and his wife were binge watching Law and Order SVU.
World record. Tammy still owns, it's still up on the wall here in the studio, the certificate that says that Tammy holds the record with 8 in a row. No one has ever been able to pass that, so get as many as you can and see if Dawn can replace Tammy up on the Wall of Fame.
Come on, Dawn.
Here is song number 3. Dawn, see if you can get this one.
Woody Woodpecker! Sorry.
What do you think, Dawn? Any any idea what that one is?
Yeah, that would be Woody Woodpecker.
Indeed, it is Woody Woodpecker. Well done. That is number 3. Were you a Woody Woodpecker?
I should call in one time. I just didn't want to do it tonight because I'm so blue and croaky.
By the way, if you're on hold, don't go away because at some point Dawn is going to get one wrong, I think. I'm not sure. You have your turn, so don't go anywhere. We've got a bunch of people on hold. If you want to get in, 905-645-3221 or *99. Okay, Dawn. Excellent start. 3 is a good start. Let's see if you can get halfway to Tammy's all-time record. You will get there if you can get this one right.
Is it? Yeah, I'm sure it is. I think it's Frasier.
Do you have any idea what that one is, Dawn?
Yeah, I think that's Frasier.
Not correct.
Oh, shite!
Not correct. That's a great game. You know,
oh,
when you
rat!
Know what the right answer is, you're going to say how close you were. But do not go anywhere. I'm going to put you on
No, it's not Frasier. I should have known.
3. Which brings us to Jeff. Jeff, how are you this evening?
Oh, rat.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent.
I know it. I just can't.
I'm fantastic, thank you. You can have that one, or you can have a new one. What would you like?
It sounded like Frasier to me.
Well, Frasier was the answer that Dawn gave, so that was not correct. I've heard me say that before. So, no, Frasier's not right. So, would you like a new one, or do you want to take another stab at that one?
I guess not a new one.
Okay. That was Everybody Loves Raymond.
Raymond, oh. Good grief. I should have known that. I used to watch those shows all the time.
Jeff, here is.
It's the newer ones I really don't know.
You can get this one.
Good thing I didn't call in. Oh, I love this song. Welcome back, Cotter.
Okay, Jeff, I think you're probably going to be able to guess that one. What's that one?
Welcome back, Cotter.
Absolutely right. Again, I said to Dawn, what was your first hit? What was your first hit with that one? Hey, and the fact that
John Sebastian sang that.
Dawn, you are, or Jeff, you are off and rolling. That is good. Always good to see someone get the first one. The first one is usually the hardest one. Once you get that, you're fine. Jeff, here's your second one. Let's see if you can get number 2.
Oh, that's very familiar.
Okay, Jeff, what's that one?
The Love Boat?
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat is correct.
Ah, oh, sweet.
Again, you've hit lucky twice here with the word popping up right now. Jeff, you're doing well, though. 2 is 2. That's nothing wrong with that. Here is your third one, Jeff. Let's see if you can get closer to Dawn. If you get this one, you tie Dawn. But remember, you got to beat Dawn. So here will be the one that pulls you even with him if you can get this correct.
Oh, yes. That was a good show, too.
Jeff,
Different strokes
is correct. Well done. Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to get that one, but a lot of people have whiffed on that one over.
What are you talking about, Wiz?
You are correct. So, Jeff, you are rolling. Here is the situation. If you get the next one right, you bump Dawn off and you take our spot as the leader. If
Come
you
on,
get
Jeff.
This one wrong, Dawn remains our leader, and I have to say goodbye to you. So, Jeff. Here is your fourth song. Let's see if you can get this one correct.
Go, Jeff. Go, Jeff. Oh, I know this. I'll kick myself when I hear this, but I just can't place it.
What do you think about that one, Jeff?
Yeah, Odd Couple.
Odd Couple is correct.
Oh,
well done,
yeah.
Sir. That's bad news for Dawn, though. Dawn, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for playing, Dawn, but I got to let you go. Jeff has knocked you off your pedestal. So, Jeff, let us keep going. By the way, the Capitals just tied up the game with the Leafs. It is now 2-2.
Oh, who cares?
So,
yeah, I know. It's the first time the Maple Leafs have been in the playoffs for.
Leader. Well, let's see if you can now get
donkey's
number
ears.
5.
I don't care.
And make this even harder on those who are coming up behind you if you are able to do this. Jeff, here is song number 5.
Okay, that I do not know.
Well, that's a tough one. Any idea what that one is?
That's a 70 show.
Wow.
Oh, good going. I never watched that one.
I am entirely impressed. I had to ask Luke for that one. He was whispering in my ear because I wasn't really sure. By the way, we do have a line open here if anyone wants to get in and wait to see if they can get in after Jeff. 905-645-3221 or *9900 if they want to take a stab. Jeff, as I said before, at some point you would think he's going to have to miss one. He can't know every single TV theme song ever written. Oh, I don't know. At least that's my guess, Jeff, but I could be wrong. Here we go, Jeff. Here is your sixth song. Let's see if you can keep rolling. You're getting closer and closer to Tammy in our all-time world record.